seat, and that means it's time for Best News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, hello. I'm in the office. So, did you hear the audio spinning? And just taking me a second, I couldn't connect. The office network is smart enough to know that, hey, normal users shouldn't be opening an iScan session. So I had to connect through my phone, through my Wi-Fi hotspot. So just everything's a little bit wonky today. But that's okay. I didn't wake up early enough to set everything to record ahead of time. It's the first day back in the office, but don't worry, I'm SSHing over to sdf.org, and from there, I'm going to launch.com to just signal in, and you press G for go to, and then get on radio, all lowercase, all one word. So that's what I'm doing now. Here we go, and I'm going to G for go to, and you take them on radio, all lowercase, all one word.
And ceiling panels. New South Wales is suffering from the worst mouse plague in decades. A bumper grain harvest has boosted the number of rodents in the southeastern state, where they have been wreaking havoc for months, especially at farms. The state prison authority said operations at the jail would be reduced for about 4 months while it was cleaned, repaired, and protected against future plagues. Mice had invaded the center and damaged such an extent that we're much better off evacuating the center for a period of time, said Peter Severin, commissioner of the Corrected Services, NSW, because they're in New South Wales.
I believe I'm reconnected again. How's the audio now, Axon?
Thank you.
Yes, we're just SOL. We tried. The Duty Skulls Committee will happen in 1930 UTC. I don't know if it'll be any better. But Tobe is alive and well, so that's good. And today being Tuesday, oh wait, today's Thursday. So on Thursdays at 20 hours is DJ World Time Show. So stick around for that. Or you can come back. I'm sorry that the show didn't make it today.
Entire ceremony. I knew that my stepdad, who I'm very close with, was there through some of the toughest times of my life. He means so much to me and my mom as his best friend, so I was proud to be able to take on an important role. This is just a really, it's always sad. Alzheimer's is one of those scary diseases. We won't delve into that, because even though it's news to me and we often joke about being sad, we'll try not to be too sad today. The WHO is going to establish, we'll go ahead and get going into some world news. It's a little less dire, maybe. South Africa is going to host the continent's first COVID-19 vaccination production facility, as President Cyril Ramaphosa said Monday. Africa Now understood that doses would never come from elsewhere in time to save lives. Ramaphosa joined the World Health Organization and France President Emmanuel Macron in announcing the new hub for messenger RNA coronavirus vaccine technology. But as the project will take time to get off the ground, no vaccines are expected from it until next year. At tech transfer hubs, the technology is established at industrial scale, while interested manufacturers can receive training and any necessary licenses to the technology. The ability to manufacture vaccines, medicines, and other health-related commodities will help to put Africa on a path to self-determination. It's been shown now that we just cannot continue to rely on vaccines that are made outside of Africa, because they never come, they never arrive on time, and people continue to die, Ramaphosa told a WHO virtual press conference via video link. So, very serious words. It's great that they're going to do this. During a visit to South Africa last month, Macron said he was pushing for the faster transfer of technology to allow poorer countries to start manufacturing their own COVID-19 jabs. "It's a great day for Africa," said Macron. "Each continent must be able to develop and produce its own vaccines, its own medicines. Action for global public goods is the fight that this century must uphold, and fight that cannot wait." So, we'll see how this plays out. It seems like a good deal. Hopefully, they'll be able to make an impact in COVID-19 if they're not starting output until next year. Let's go over to Cuba. It's always hard to get neutral news about Cuba because it's so polarizing. So we'll just keep a general short headline. Cuba has said on Monday its three-shot Abdallah vaccine against the coronavirus has proven to be 92.28% effective in last-stage clinical trials. The announcement came just days after the government said another homegrown vaccine, Soberana 2, has proved 62% effective. So, that's great news. Cuba does a lot, does as much good as it can in the world, so hopefully those ease suffering in the world. Oh man. Hold on. Hold on. This is pretty cool. Owl news. This is an owl update. Owl news. This is an owl update. If you follow the Dubious Goals Committee, you know that there's some serious owl business going on. But check this out. When it comes to bird species, one can honestly say they're hard to keep up with. More so if the last time a certain species was spotted was over a century ago. But that's what makes discovering them such a thrilling thing in the first place, and perhaps one of the best places to go looking for unique feathered friends is in the lush, mountainous rainforests of Borneo, twice the age of the Amazon at 130 million years old. Well, a recent study published in April 2021 reveals the rediscovery of the Borneo Raja Scops owl, last seen in the wild in 1892. And the study published in the Wilson Journal of Ornithology, Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center ecologist Andy Boyce reports evidence of the existence of the Borneo subspecies, known scientifically as Otis brookie in the rainforests of Sabah, Malaysia, more specifically near Mount Kinabalu. Back in 2009, Boyce joined a team of researchers on a decade-long project that involved observing birds and searching for nests around the Kinabalu Park in Sabah. While through the long-term project, the avian ecologist chanced upon the Raja Scops owl in May 2016 after a team member had alerted him to a peculiar-looking bird, a species that looked completely different to the rest of the birds they had spotted at the time. Lo and behold, the bird that was last seen over a century ago. It's a pretty rapid progression of emotions when I first saw the owl: shock and excitement that we'd found this mystical bird, the pure anxiety that I had to document as fast as I could. After carefully observing the bird from a safe distance so as to not disturb it, Boyce deduced that the Raja Scops owl was indeed its own unique species and needed further studying. Based on size, eye color, and habitat, I knew it was the Bornean Raja Scops owl, he said. What's more, taking into account the bird's specific plumage characteristics, known speciation patterns within the Otis genus, and the phylogeographic patterns of montane birds in Borneo and Sumatra, O.B. brookie is likely its own unique species, and further study is needed. Otis brookie solokinsis looks pretty cool. They have really big, if you think of an owl's face, they've got really big eyebrows. They're not really eyebrows, they're feathers off around their eyes. But anyway, in terms of size, the owl's a small creature weighing only 100 grams, which is about the weight of four AA batteries. One might think that because of its elusive nature and lack of studies about the species, the bird would be prioritized in some sort of wildlife conservation scheme. However, according to its listing on the International Union for Conservation of Nature, it's a species of least concern. Doesn't really make sense, does it? Okay, a little commentary from our friends over at Mashable, Southeast Asia. Okay, we talked about the vaccine center. Oh, we should talk about Bitcoin. Uh-oh. Yep, it's time to talk about Bitcoin.
That's correct.
Yep, hold on.
It's time for tech news.
Yep, we're going to talk about Bitcoin real quick, just because it's a slow news day. Oh, and it's slow because I looked these up early in the day. There have been a few different shootings around the United States, which is kind of commonplace now. But if I recall right, one shooting happened in D.C. and it had a football player involved, and then one happened in Minnesota, where there's a bunch of police riot. There's a lot of riots and protests going on right now, because the cops keep killing black people. Or just other people in general, just getting kind of wantonly killing people. All right. Bitcoin tumbles below $30,000 on China crypto crackdown. Bitcoin has fallen below $30,000 for the first time in more than 5 months, hit by China's crackdown on the world's most popular cryptocurrency. We mentioned this a little while ago. Basically, China has said stop mining Bitcoin, similar to what happened in Iran. So the digital currency slipped to about 28,890, so 28,890, 28,000 bucks, and has lost about 50% of its value since reaching an all-time high of $64,000 in April. China has told banks and payment platforms to stop supporting digital currency transactions. It follows an order on Friday to stop Bitcoin mining in the Sichuan province. On Monday, China's central bank said it had recently summoned several major banks and payment companies to call on them to take tougher action over the trading of cryptocurrencies. Banks were told to not provide products or services such as trading, clearing, and settlement for cryptocurrency transactions. China's third largest lender by assets, the Agricultural Bank of China, said it was following the PBOC's, the People's Bank of China's, guidance and would conduct due diligence on clients to root out illegal activities involving cryptocurrency mining and transactions. China's Postal Savings Bank said it would not facilitate any cryptocurrency transactions. Chinese mobile and online payment platform Alipay, which is owned by financial technology giant Ant Group, said it would set up a monitoring system to detect illegal currency transactions. So the latest measure came after authorities in the southwest province of Sichuan on Friday ordered Bitcoin mining operations to close down. Authorities ordered the closure of 26 mines last week, according to a notice widely circulated on Chinese social media sites and confirmed by a former Bitcoin miner. Sichuan is a mountainous region in southwest China. I always hate whenever they do these fluffy pieces. Is home to many cryptocurrency mines, basically huge centers with racks upon racks upon racks of computer processors, owing to the large number of hydroelectric power plants there. China accounted for around 65% of global Bitcoin production last year, with the Sichuan rating as its second largest producer, according to research by the University of Cambridge. So yeah, this was a big concern, because if a single entity controls over 51% of the hash rate in the network, they can do all sorts of, they can start doing all sorts of nefarious things. So that's why people care about hash rate and what countries are doing what. Bitcoin is forming a death cross, hinting at more pain to come. Its average price over the last 50 days has fallen below that of its 200-day moving average, a sign of impending losses. So, get ready for a bumpy ride if you're holding Bitcoin. Just a couple of quick stories here as we end out the day. I got one more tech story, and that's just to mention that if you're using an RSA SSH key, it's time to upgrade. If you're using those RSA keys, it's time to switch over or start using a different encryption algorithm. So RSA is, if you have a 3072 or 4096 bit length, then you're pretty good. The 1024 bit length isn't even considered safe, and these are the really long RSA keys that you see. ECDSA, the elliptic curve stuff, it depends on how well your computer can generate a random number when you create that signature. And then there's questions about whether or not the NIST curves are safe. But ED25519, that's Echo Delta 25519, was introduced on OpenSSH version 6.5, and it's the ED-DSA implementation using the Twisted Edwards curve. It's using elliptical curve cryptography that offers better security with faster performance. And what's nice is the key is pretty small. It's not super big. So definitely look that up. OpenSSH, it's not too hard to go ahead and generate one of those keys. And away you go. We're out of time. The only other thing to mention was that the Czech police killed a Romani man.
Well, that sounds means that our time is coming to
traffic
end.
Stop.
Thanks for listening.
Holding, kneeling
I'll
on
be
his
back
neck.
Tomorrow. And every week...
I sing